Hello, my loves. Welcome back to the Busy Yet Pretty podcast. I'm your host, Jaden Haley. On the scale of 1 to motivation, this episode is going to be motivation. I'm actually really excited for this episode. And I know I always say that coming into it, but I am truly excited because I feel like I haven't had a really hardcore motivational episode, but I feel like this episode is going to snap you out of the mindset you're in if you're in a negative mindset or like a little slump. So I'm really excited for this episode. And without further ado, let's get into today's weekly review. This week, I have just been getting back on routine, focusing on healthy habits and feeling really excited about what's yet to come. We are still in the beginning of the year. If you feel like you had a rough start to the beginning of the year, it is okay. You can start right now. Any time of the year is a perfect start to just become the best version of yourself. So I'm very excited for what's yet to come. Moving on to a current obsession. My current obsession right now is reading. I am just a little bookworm lately. I am currently reading, I'm reading 3 books. I'm reading 101 Essays to Change the Way That You Think, The 4 Agreements, and How to Win Friends and Influence People. And I know a lot of people can't read multiple books at the same time, but I have to because someday I just am not feeling a certain book and I want to go read something that aligns more to what I'm feeling. So I just love starting multiple books and reading them. Another current obsession is non-prescription glasses. I can see just fine. But I love a good non-prescription glasses. So beautiful, so chic, so classy. Another current obsession is Tatcha skincare. I've been using the, rice wash on my face and my skin has gotten so tight and firm and so glowy. I'm just loving Japanese skincare. And my last current obsession right now is cooking meals at home. I am someone who loves eating out, of course, but I am someone who loves cooking at home. I feel like it's so healthy. You know what you're putting into your food. And it also just feels accomplishing to make food at home and to get creative. I feel like getting creative is a huge thing where you can just put on a podcast, put on some music, and not be occupied by anything else but cooking because your hands are either dirty with food or you're just cooking, and I just love that. Moving on to my goal of the week. My goal of the week is to meditate more often. Every single time I meditate, I just feel so relaxed and at peace, but I really want to try doing it more often. Another goal of the week is to try out more vegan recipes. I am far from vegan, okay? Personally, my body just needs meat. It needs certain foods that actually do come from animals, but I do love to try a lot of vegan recipes and just whole foods, so I want to try out cooking some more vegan recipes. Another goal of the week is to stay focused and not procrastinate. I feel like we all kind of get in a slump, especially when it just is cold out and the weather is rainy. It's easy to just get in a slump, and it's time for me to get back on being focused, and it feels so good to be focused and not procrastinate. Next is our affirmation. Your affirmation of the week is, I see pure beauty when I look at myself every day. I love that affirmation so much because it's so good to remember that you are your own beauty and we need to start affirming and loving ourselves. Now onto your self-love question. How do you reflect your self-love onto others? I love that question so much because it's something to remember that is so important, especially with this episode, that how people treat you is just a reflection of themselves. And if you're someone who's full of love and full of joy, you're going to be reflecting your self-love onto others. So it's really good to think about how you do that. Moving on to your challenge of the week. Instead of TikTok scrolling right before bed, put on a podcast or calm music. I love that challenge so much and I really recommend you try that. You can even maybe put on Busy Yet Pretty. Okay, now onto the podcast review. This review says, Busy Yet Pretty is an uplifting and practical self-help podcast that offers a refreshing blend of inspiration and advice for navigating the demands of a busy life. With its relatable topics and engaging hosts, the podcast is a must-listen for anyone seeking motivation and guidance on their personal growth journey. I absolutely love that review. Thank you so much. And also, you summarized the podcast perfectly. So I am just so beyond proud of you for working on becoming the best version of yourself, and thank you so much. If you want to be featured on next week's episode, please feel free to leave a podcast review over Apple Podcasts. Now for the time we've all been waiting for, let's get into today's episode. Your fear of failing and looking stupid is holding you back from living your dream life. Take that sentence in. Think about that, because I promise you that is a damn fact, okay? Your fear of looking stupid and failing in life is literally holding you back from becoming the person you've always wanted to be and live the dream life that you've always wanted to live. In life, most often we tend to know what we want for our career or the lifestyle that we wish to have, and we know the person that we would kind of become and be if we lived in a judgment-free world. Right now, think about the life that you want. And what is it? What is the life that you want, okay? In a judgment-free world, what is the life that you want? Who's the person that you would become? What does that look like? Okay, now think, what is holding you back? Often we wait and we put off our own desires and our own dreams all because our fear of what other people think of us. And if what if we try and it fails? In a bird's eye view, look at that now. How stupid are you, okay? This is not anyone's life but your own. Imagine actually living your life for other people and caring so much about what they think that it's not your own life anymore, it's theirs. Because you're letting their opinions control your life and it's not even your life then. Not only that, we sometimes create what we think people are thinking about us when nobody has even shown that they're thinking that about us. And if they do, then it's a reflection of themselves. In life, with your career and the person that you want to become, you are just waiting for the green light. And that green light being validation. We want our desires to be validated before we actually try. So if we fail, are rejected, or it doesn't work out, then we have nothing to be embarrassed about. Right now, all you are doing is waiting for others to validate your desires of being able to try. So if it doesn't work out, it's not your fault and it's okay. Why do you care so much about what you look like, about looking stupid, or about failing? Why do you care so much? You will never get to live the life that you dreamed of that is on your Pinterest boards right now if you don't take action. Do you think your favorite celebrity, artist, influencer, idol, podcaster, or even me have, quote, failed before? You need to realize every single successful person has ran into bumps in the road. The key to success is knowing how to find a solution to the bumps in the road. So to answer the question of, do you think your favorite celebrity, influencer, or even me has failed before? The answer was no. The answer was actually no, because each successful person runs into huge downfalls, but finding is a solution is what makes success. Being able to navigate downfalls is what makes someone successful. If you give up, then you failed. Relating this to a topic that I get asked much about, which I will definitely do an episode on soon, but the infamous question of, I want to start posting content, but I'm scared to fail and look stupid. There are three things wrong with that sentence. One, scared. That is the first thing holding you back. In order to succeed, you have to begin walking in confidently to every situation and be secure in yourself, where if it doesn't work out, you already know that there's something better for you out there. I want you to begin dissecting the word scared. When you hear yourself using the word, I'm scared, when you instantly dissect the word, it'll remind you that you're caring too much, because S means self, cared stands for caring too much. So your self caring too much actually just means scared. The second thing wrong with that sentence is, but I'm scared to fail. Fail. What you think you're saying is, I don't want to try and be rejected. But what your words actually mean is, I'm scared I will give up. You need to stop affiliating the word reject with the word failure. Fail means that you've given up. If you try and give up, yes, you failed. If you try and it doesn't work out, you're rejected, that wasn't the right thing for you, and you get back up and try again, that is the key to success. That is not failure. So saying, I'm scared to fail, is actually saying, I'm scared I will give up. Are you going to give up? No. Make the promise to yourself that you won't give up, then there's nothing to be scared about failure about. If you're scared of being rejected, you can be scared of being rejected. You can be scared of it not working out. But you know what? Having that self-promise security in yourself, knowing that if this doesn't work out, there's something better for me out there, or I'll get back up and try again, is the key to success. Now, the third thing wrong with that sentence. I want to start posting content, but I'm scared to fail and look stupid. You care about what people think. And I'm not going to say you care too much about what people think, because honestly, you shouldn't care at all. What you do to climb the mountain to success looks different on everyone. Your climb to getting to your goal is your own personal business. Who cares if someone laughs at you or they doubt you? They can stay scared to try then. They don't have to go try and do it because they know they're scared to try and they're scared to fail. You have to realize that misery likes company, so those who are too scared of rejection and those who are too scared to try just want others to be scared as well so they're not alone. Stop giving in to those who just want company who are in misery. So to answer the initial question, I want to start posting content, but I'm scared to fail and look stupid. The answer is that you are wrapped up in a societal lie, falling into self-sabotage by being scared, viewing rejection as failure, and placing the opinions of others on a pedestal. Trust the process and stop doubting yourself. I truly find it funny when I get messages about this, and I know it's not just me, it's every other creator, podcaster, anyone, celebrity, I don't care who it is. So many people get questions about this, and people will ask them or wonder, how was it so easy for them to get where they are? How were they able to do it without anyone judging them? How were they able to do it without failing? I swear 100% of us, creators, podcasters, whoever it is, have experienced some sort of mocking, bullying, hateful comments made to us before we had any followers at all. I'm talking about the time that creators just begin posting. Each and every one of us have experienced some sort of verbal bullying or making fun of while we just began our content journey. So when it comes to posting content, when you're receiving these hateful messages from the girls at school or your coworkers laughing at you, you are not original. This is not an original experience. Every single one of us have experienced that. So know this is a part of the process. If you start posting content and then give up because you didn't get an overnight success or you started to care what other people thought of you, then you failed. Who knows? For over 2 years, you may be posting and only get 50 more followers, but the consistency and self-security in yourself is what will lead you to your success. With everything that you want, you have to launch fast and perfect later. There's no such thing as failing. If something doesn't work out or if you get bumps in the road, that is not failing. That is just another stepping stone on your way to success. What failing is giving up. And I keep saying it because you have to really understand that is there's no such thing as failing. When it comes to something not working out as you thought it would, as to running into a hard situation, that's not failure. I'm an overthinker, and I promise most of us are, but you have to begin thinking less and just doing, okay? Think less and do. I can't explain how fast life goes, and it's just not worth overthinking and trying to make everything perfect. The time that you spent scared of failing and what other people were going to think of you is time that you wasted that you could have spent shopping with your best friend, with your pockets full of money, ready to leave on your way to vacation in your private jet that you're taking your entire family on. You are going to regret wasting all that time caring so much and being worried something's not going to work out. Things don't work out if you believe it won't. Things work out if you believe it will. Even the most rejectful situation and bumps in the road that feel so hard at that moment can actually be such a blessing in disguise. And once you've reached the top and finally achieve your goal, you're gonna look back and think, I can't believe that I thought that hard situation was gonna be the end of it, when really it was the actual correct path for me to get here. Literally wake up, okay? Wake up. You will never get this time back. Who are you trying to impress? Why are you scared of failing? Who's the person trying to live the life on your Pinterest boards? You. So stop wasting time and actually begin taking action. I promise you, the minute your hard work pays off and it shows in your results, everyone will be at your doorstep. So how did you do it? Let's hang out again. I missed you. Those are the same people who were laughing at you before you became wealthy, hot, and successful. People doubt it until they see the results. And those are the same people who are too scared to try. Do not look to the sidelines in the race. You have to look forward and focus on the finish line. Your fear of failing is only going to come true if you give up or never even start. whatever lifestyle that you want, whatever goal that you have, whatever dream you have, whatever person that you want to become, start focusing and working towards it to achieve it. And I don't want you to just start today. I want you to start right now. There's no such thing as failure. The only thing that failing is in your life is if you give up or never try. I love you guys so much. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. I feel like even me talking about it got me so motivated. Like, I'm just gonna go start working even harder towards my goals today. Actually, not today. I mean right now, because I am just so motivated now. And I hope you guys left motivated as well. If you guys enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating over Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And if this motivated you, please share over your story and tag me so I can repost it over my story. And I just love seeing what you guys do while you listen to the podcast. I love you guys so beyond much. You guys truly mean the world to me. Your fear of failing and looking stupid is holding you back from living your dream life. And do not forget to stay busy yet pretty. Mwah.